Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yo, it wasn't my fault that time. Yo, what up, man? It's in the movies, your boy Messenger.
Captain Jones.
Ramona Jones.
GCS in the building, that right?
Hey.
What's the thing came together in the booth? Yeah, get it, and we still in the booth. Podcast with the interviews.
Yeah.
Can't even stop what we finna do. Got a resume longer than a limousine. And we got something for the king, something for the queen. And we got a winning team, about to do the thing. Then we hit them with a bada boom, bada beam.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the host, speaking to the youth. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time harvest, you gon' see the fruit. Put the kid tank, gotta pull it for the roof. Get the buzz and get the bag, gotta get the loot. Find another way to preach, we gon' be the suit. Set to the room in the game, looking for the crew. Let's go.
To the show on YouTube, Facebook, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Okay. I hate it.
Man, you sound
horrible.
You find something retarded to do every show.
Yeah, it's all bro.
That's the same one.
Bro, why you keep wearing a white shirt?
I told he got to wear beige shirts. He'll
that's
be
what
all
I
right.
got, bro.
Tucker got a bunch of white shirts.
Mother of pearl shirts.
Man, if you would like to advertise a sponsor with the show, hit us up at In The Booth.
All right, we got funk today.
Come on.
Boom, boom, jank, boom, jank, boom, jank, boom, jank, boom, jank, boom, jank, boom,
boom, jank, jank, boom, jank, 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 boom, jank, 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 boom, jank, jank, boom, jank, jank, boom,
jank,
jank, boom, jank, jank, boom, jank, 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 boom, jank, 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 boom, jank, 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 boom,
jank, 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 boom, jank, 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 boom, jank,
like the Cosby Show.
Oh, boom, boom, boom. Whee!
Wilding
out.
That's the best one. Boom, 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 boom. Wah, 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 wah,
all right.
Yeah. Take
man,
four.
That joke was
take
dope,
four.
Man.
All right.
Yeah,
we're talking about
yes,
it, man.
Man. We're talking about.
What we're talking about?
The word of God says pride come before a fall.
It does. Hey,
Jake Paul in his press conference allows his mouth to write a check his body couldn't cash.
His body couldn't cash.
Yeah.
Blown your ticket. You should have stuck to making easy money fighting old men, celebrities. I'm coming to take your head off.
Great. So I think we make a deal then, since you're so confident. I think we make a deal. If you win, I'll pay you double what I'm paying you already. But if I win, I take everything that I'm paying you.
Delicious.
Deal or no deal, since you're so confident. Deal or no deal, since you're so confident.
Take it.
Deal or no deal?
Take it. Take it.
Why are you standing up?
Deal or no deal? I want to shake on it.
Why are you going to stand up like you want to do something? Sit back down.
I just want to shake your
hand. Sit back down.
Sit back down.
He took the deal?
His daddy took it. What?
You've dealt. You've got a deal. All or nothing.
Look back at his daddy like, what?
All or nothing. You've got it.
Now, what it was, 25-5?
Whatever it was, they shook on it.
He's got it.
25-5.
Let's talk a little bit about technical boxing. You got two knockdowns. You stuck behind the jab. You were in there for every minute of every round. How much of your training and strategy was successful tonight?
Honestly, I felt flat. I got sick really bad twice in this camp. Injured my arm. So it wasn't my best performance. But I lost.
I was abusing the child.
I'm just saying it wasn't my best performance. I felt a little flat. And like I said, we're going to come back and get that W. Don't judge me by my wins. Judge me by my losses. I'm going to come back stronger.
I want to know if he honored the bet.
That was straight Martin right there, bud.
Did he honor the bet? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, they shook on it. I didn't make him honor it.
What, it was 25? I think it was a 25.
He got that's 10. Double. Yeah, yeah, said, I want my double. Said, we should go on it in front of everybody. You gonna give me my money?
15, let me get that about 10, you. 12, no, 15, 20.
Yeah, whatever it was, we shook on it in front of everybody. Right. You made the deal.
You doubled it.
Yeah, you made
the
deal.
I think you were getting $5 million.
My daddy put me in it, even though I didn't say yes.
Right, right.
You were like, daddy, what you got a deal? What you doing, daddy?
Get you in trouble.
Like, what you doing? He's like, daddy, you're dealt.
That mean they already had money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's a boxer. He got money.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Daddy, come on, daddy.
I mean, I think it was 25. Paul got 25, Jake Paul got 25, I think. And the other guy was going to get 5 or 6 or something like that. So double it made it 10, unless it was 10. 25, 10, which double it made it 20. Took 20 from his 25. Because I think he had, you know, other than the payout of the 25, it's other money that Jake Paul made off of that anyway. Yeah. So he was probably going to make a brick anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
You know, and just up the stakes.
But whatever it was.
But I mean, is Jake Paul considered now a professional boxer, or he's still a amateur? That's, you know, because their fights are not like pro fights like that.
It's professional. It's just different sanctions. Some of the WBO, the IBF, WBA. Those are the big.
Like, what is he?
There's like other. It just depends on what sanction. Like what. League or whatever it is, you can be on a
because they did that boxing match.
Yeah, it's not like a WBA or IBF on the line.
And it's the same dude that knocked out Nate Robinson, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah.
Now his brother is better, right? His brother is better.
I don't know if they better. They kind of like
his brother's the older one, right?
The older one.
Yeah.
His brother's bigger though.
Okay.
Yeah, his brother's bigger. His brother won the fought Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
His brother fought Floyd Mayweather.
So he fought a real fighter. This guy fought a real fighter.
Well, both of them fought real fighters.
I'm saying, like, who was the last person that Jake Paul fought before, after Nate Robinson? Who he fought?
He fought somebody else.
That's a good man.
But, yeah, they do these fights with, they do internet, you know.
I should have sent Jake Paul an offer.
Yeah.
Because it was something, like, it was during COVID. I'm not claiming that I had COVID. I don't, you know, but I wasn't feeling good that day. I never forget. I had a gray sweater on.
You remember what you had on? That's
I never forget, bro. I never forget. And the live posts that I was posting, it was on TikTok. It wasn't on Instagram. It was on TikTok. My first TikTok post
was that.
And bro, I laughed. Like, you could see it. I laughed until something broke in my chest. Bruh, I couldn't stop laughing. Because it was the shoes, bruh. When your shoes are going that way and your head is that way on it.
You're like a cartoon.
I was like, bruh. So, yeah, I need to send him an offering, bruh. Because that broke something congestion in my chest the way I laughed. I'm serious. It was crazy.
Why take losing a... Why taking an L to be humble? Like, why I take that? Like, why you just can't be that up front?
It's a show, though. It is a show. Because that's how you sell
it's
tickets.
It's part of the show, but still, why excuses? Just take the L.
But it's probably like humble fighters don't sell tickets.
Yeah.
They'd be like, look, man, I'm going to do the best that I can against you, and things are going, you know, let the best man win. And it's like... three people though. So, you know, you got to sell the fight with confidence. And they get that from Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, you know, he going down in 5. You know, like he knew how to sell the fight. And I think that's really the main thing about selling the fight. Because really, the money is made before you fight. You get your money before you fight. You don't get paid based off of, well, in this fight, because they better extra bet.
Yeah, that's back.
But for most fights, you get your money, all your money up front. You know, Tyson.
It depends on how you got it structured.
Yeah. But most of them don't win and get more.
But like, some of them say, I want back end deal on pay per view, stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, you get, it depends on
but
how you.
But all of that stuff is still
new,
structured.
Though. That's
right.
No, that's not the old way.
Because back in the day,
you got your money up front.
You can upset the dude, and he still get paid 3 times more than you on a loss.
Yeah.
You're like, man, I beat you, and you made $30 million.
No, that's it.
And I made 10. I want to fight you again.
That's
I meet you outside on this one.
But that's how it was. It was it was the number was by the draw.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you get your money up front. Yeah. Who's the best? Don King. Don King can go to a person and say, look, man, I'm about to change your life. I'm going to give you $1 million to fight somebody, you know, big. He gonna make 30 now. I'm going to make 20. But you going to make one. But you don't have one.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, I'll take it. so you know, it depends on who bringing you in. Then the next fight, you can make your money, you know. Fighting, but most of them, that's based off of who, how you sell the tickets. Would you do a? Cause you know you muscular. Would you fight another pastor?
What that mean?
would you fight another?
Did pastor? You say another pastor
for the title?
Would you fight another pastor?
The title of what?
I don't fight.
Okay, so what make you think I fight?
I'm asking you. You big enough to fight?
Anybody can fight. I don't think I can do it.
What in the world?
Fighting all the way down to bantamweight.
A pastor's up.
What you think a featherweight is?
No, boxing match.
You think featherweight boxes don't box? Size ain't got nothing to do with fighting.
Yeah, but the size, you got to fight somebody your size. And most pastors are probably your size or bigger.
No. Most pastors, you know, are heavier set. But they might not be... You know, I mean, yeah. Pastor, come on.
Would you get in a boxing league with pastors?
Would you? Why are you asking me
that? He said he don't fight, bro.
Okay, so why are you putting me in this?
I'm asking.
No. Would you?
You wouldn't do it?
No.
$100 million?
Bro, what is this?
I don't know.
Let's make a deal, Chuck.
I just said $100 million.
Why you ask Kevin?
I'm not no fighter either, but if we got the headgear on and it's for a good call, I probably would do it. Cause it's all gonna come back to free life anyway.
For free? You do it for free or for?
Nah, they gotta I ain't pay doing it for free. Like, man, you see?
Oh,
chocolate thunder.
Okay.
You know,
right? All right.
I wouldn't do it.
You take whenever you lose, you make excuses, or you just be like, you got
for me.
Yeah. You be like, man, it was a bad day.
I was sick.
The sun wasn't outside. It was kind of dark, so I couldn't see the rim. And you won.
My contact fell out.
You just gonna start making excuses. You just take the air, be like, let's play again.
I don't really lose.
Look. He don't lose.
Here we go.
I will not lose.
I don't really lose like that. So I don't know. You tell me.
You lose like that.
You don't lose like that. Me when you lose, what you do?
Like run it back.
Right.
Yeah, run it back. If I lose in spades, I don't want to get off the table. I want to play till I win.
This is true. This is what like, you did with TP9 and Connect 4.
That's my L thing. I don't make excuses. I'd be like, let's go again.
TP9, still
Connect 4 champion. Yes.
She is 1-6 again.
She beat this man.
After 6 straight losses, she got lucky on one game. And don't play them.
And that's been 5 years ago.
Facts.
Man, that's been 5 years.
Yep. Yeah. Long time ago.
TP9 yeah. been avoiding you for 5 years.
Hey, it's all good.
I mean, so is there such thing as who likes to lose? Like, people say it's sore loser.
The excuse thing is, they'll miss me with that. Like, oh, you know, I had a bad week. Why you ain't say that at the press conference?
What if he really was sick, though?
Okay, well, say that at the press conference. Hey, look, man, I don't feel my best going into this, but I'm going to go anyway. Like, say something up front. Don't be like on the back end, everything was wrong. Because you wouldn't, watch this, you wouldn't say it if you'd won.
True.
No, no.
You don't win. Be like, oh man.
No, I did.
You
know, I felt flat.
I was hurt this week.
I actually just saw a dude.
I was under the weather.
I saw a dude that just won. He won his third high school wrestling match, and this one he didn't have ACLs. Yes, that's what he said. That's what the thing said. His ACL.
You can't wrestle without no ACL.
Right. So, but that's what the thing said. That's what it was legit. It was on the legit source.
Yeah, he ain't got no.
And he said he won.
He ain't got no pot ACL.
That's what he said.
You got to use your knees, bro.
But he said I wasn't able to do this. But because of this move or whatever, I won. That's what I just saw this morning.
Yeah.
He made an excuse, and know that he was dealing with all kinds of stuff, and he still came through. So the winner made the excuse. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, me, it is what it is.
Yeah. That ain't the point of this. Run it back.
Yo, ain't no
point. Running back.
Bro, running back. Beat me again. That's my thing. Yeah. Beat me again. Let's see if you can beat me again. You won for six. Beat me again. Yeah, I won six in a row. You snuck one in.
Let's see if you can do it again. What if you lost six in a row?
Run it back.
No, oh my God.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get one.
He that, said he's going to get one.
I ain't
going
to make excuses
right.
for none of six. You won. You know, hey, you got me.
Take this man home, man.
Yeah. Man, so do you feel like, I mean, we're talking about pride before the fall. You feel like in the body of Christ, that's kind of what we're taught or what we learned in church, that you make excuses for everything instead of, you know, taking responsibility. Like, okay, I was just sorry, or I ain't practiced enough, or whatever
just,
it might be.
I think it's just a human thing to be like, I got to make an excuse I'm taking this L.
I think,
I think they're embarrassed
because of the fact that you go in with such confidence, especially in a fight. I'm finna try it.
Especially when you're confident.
Yeah, he shouldn't have made the bet.
You're overconfident. Yeah, you made the bet.
He shouldn't have made the bet. That's the problem.
You should have knocked him out the way you was talking. Like, that's I'm going to knock you out, and I know I'm going to knock you out. And if you barely make it, it's going to be so lopsided. Like,
right.
But there's no way I'm losing.
That other boy probably got, his daddy was probably like, boy, if you lose this fight.
Excommunicated from the whole family.
And the country.
No more family reunions.
It don't even matter.
No more family reunions.
He wrote the check.
You lose this fight.
Yeah. He wrote the check, couldn't cash it. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the other dude's dad.
Yeah.
He the one that agreed.
The other dude's dad agreed before he did.
Now he looked back like, hold on, daddy.
Yeah,
like,
daddy pushed him in the deal.
Yeah, and then
after, he
pushed him in the deal, but then
and he shook.
Probably after that, he was like, son, you lose this fight. You are no longer a part of the family. I believe him.
Yeah,
but the dad was confident.
Money. So I'd have been like, I don't know why you made the deal without my consent. Like, that's my money.
You would have said that to your daddy.
I'd have been like, what you doing?
No, he would not have.
I'd have been like, what
you
won't
say that to your daddy now.
I'd have been like, what you doing?
Your daddy is my money. You in your 40s,
bro. This is my money, this is my situation.
But you ain't going to say that to your daddy.
Bro.
Whatever. You ever talk back to your daddy? In your life?
I talk back to him.
You had to think about it.
But you... Come on. I know that's a no.
No, you ain't never talk back. I mean, not talk back, but I have, you know.
Voiced your opinion.
Voiced my opinion. Not like talk back like a snapback, but like try to, you know, explain a situation. Like voice my opinion. Yeah, there you go.
Man, I could.
You raise your voice? You raise your voice?
No.
It seemed like I couldn't say nothing in my household because my voice was always so deep.
They
thought I was hollering at them. Like, I could never really say nothing because they always thought I had an attitude. But it was like. It's my voice.
Your voice was just like that.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I can't help it. But they always like thought
Kevin,
I was getting out of line.
Do you want anything to eat?
Yeah. Who you yelling? Who you yelling at, boy?
Who you yelling at, boy?
Like, yeah, they always thought I was hollering and yelling like I
Mama.
Could.
Mama. You yelling again?
I can't wait. I can't wait for Jeremiah.
Right.
Fact.
Right. That Joker voice got to go down a long way. Like
he yelling that right down over here. Octaves kick in.
He got a long way to go.
Oh, no. He's going to be balanced with a letter. He's going to be somewhere in the middle.
You don't think he's going to get down there?
I think so.
Too high.
Yo, Jeremiah got a high voice.
You would. Bro, Arthur's voice was high. Arthur's voice was high. And then Jerome Rome came in, and he just started mocking him, and then he stuck in it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Arthur didn't used to talk like that. Hey, boy. To this day, he's still there. Like, he never break it. But, yeah, his voice was high.
If a person is prideful, or if a person is confident, how do you differentiate confidence and pride? A person can be prideful, but a person can also be confident. Like, and then some people see pride as confidence. Or they see confidence as pride. Like. No, I'm just confident. I'm not prideful.
I think the pride came in when he made the bet.
Yeah, I think.
You could be confident, but why make a bet like that?
That was pride.
Well, that was like, pride on his side. It was, but somebody could say it's pride to take the bet. Like, you can see pride
do
both
it.
Ways.
Dad
you,
did.
You know,
so, yeah,
you, can see,
yeah,
well, you can see pride on both ways, yeah, though.
I think the dad was confident in his son. I think the pride
but
was
it
like.
It could have went wrong and they lost the money.
But he was, Jake was like, you know, since you so confident,
mm-hmm.
put your, cause that was his word. He said he was confident. So I think that was confident. Yeah, but when he said, I'll give you double what I'm already giving you, you know.
Like, he the boss. That's the pride.
I think he was more in pride. Throwing weight around. They were just, you know, showing confidence. And the other
dude, probably without his dad, would have taken
it. He wasn't taking it. That's why when his dad said it, he looked back like,
come on, what we doing?
I think the dad was confident in his son. I don't think it was pride for his son. I think he was confident. Like, wait a minute. Who is this internet sensation going to say about my son? Take the deal. You know, deal done. You know,
uncircumcised.
Who is this uncircumcised American? Yeah, the father of the sons of Saudi Arabia.
You go from... I don't know, man. Like, if he's making 25 and he's giving me 10 million and I double my 10 million to 20 million or whatever the number is, or nothing, like on a loss or win, I get 10. Like, I don't know either way if I would have taken that chance.
For who? Jake Paul or the other dude?
The other guy.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I don't think, even if I was the dad, know how dope my son is, I would not have taken the chance to go from 10 million to zero.
But the other dude act like he didn't want to take it. I think that was a confidence level, because it was like, at first you talking good, but then he
walked over there and shook his hand real quick.
Yeah, I think
he knew he could beat Jake Paul.
That's dangerous, bro. I don't care.
But that's what gambling is.
Looking forward to get, that's a gamble. Lucky punch.
Yeah. That's a
gamble. But why gamble all your money?
Yeah.
That's a gamble. Nick pride.
Pride.
Right.
Exactly. In front of the world, be like, yeah. I came back down now.
I came back down.
Yeah. Are you back down?
But, because I know I'm going to make 10 million win or lose.
You'd be like, nah, bro. Let's just fight.
Yep, I would've did that. You would've took it. You would've took it.
Everything came together in the booth.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the host, speaking to the you.